Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on a bench on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell, along with Mavi and my boy Samsung in for Carver High, who's off gallivanting again. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4CBS-4227. Our network website is CBSSportsRadio.com. The network streams on there always, every show, every day, even weekends. Killer lineup all 7 days per. And we're streaming on radio.com and on the CBS Sports app, even on Apple Music. Search CBS Sports Radio. Our homepage on the network website page is onthebenchcbs.com. It's there. We put the podcast on there after every show. We put it on Twitter at onthebenchcbs and at Scott Pharrell. And we put it on our Facebook page / Pharrell on the Bench. Tomorrow night, there'll be some play-by-play on there of the Pharrell Baller semifinal game. 7:15 alleged tip, usually 7:20 by the time they get everybody in the gym, which is a nice way of saying the other team that never shows up on time. Aren't we playing? Oh, they're not the worst team that's late, right? The other team, the Goats team, was always late and showed up like it was all everyone else's fault but their own that they never showed up on time. They didn't make the playoffs. You lose. So, Mafia, how do you feel about tomorrow's semifinal game?
I feel like we'll get it done.
It's on Facebook Live. We'll show some of it. When I'm on the bench, I'll film. When you're on the bench, you'll film?
Yeah, that's how we usually try to do it.
Thanks. We should keep Chop from filming since she butchers it now every time we give her the camera.
She all the time turns the camera on herself and just starts talking smack to everybody that's watching.
She is the spitting image of her father. So you went to the baseball game with her. How did she behave at the baseball game?
Behaved perfectly. I mean, she was great. She was quiet, you know, just doing her thing. She hung out with my daughter. They went on the train around the park. They're playing on the playground a bit together. And she was sitting there watching the game for a while, which amazingly, you know, it was a 23-4 game. But somehow it took only 3 hours and 3 minutes. If that was an MLB game, it would have been like 5.5 hours.
And you saw fireworks?
It was fireworks afterwards. It was awesome. Great time for the kids.
So will Chuck the Iceman Liddell fight Charcoal Sonnen?
It doesn't seem like it to me. I mean, Sonnen, of course, ran his mouth about it. But from what I saw from Chuck earlier today, it didn't seem like he was interested in it. I mean,
and if the money's right, he would.
I mean, I guess if the money's right, but I hope it doesn't happen. It's a shame because I really want Scott Coker to be able to turn Bellator what he, you know, turned Strikeforce into, a real competitor. We have great fights with some of the top competitors in there and not turn it into just everybody who's washed up and can't hack it in the UFC anymore having fights of old guys versus old guys in Bellator. I don't want that.
So how did the Pettis fight go down with Moreno?
Pettis got the decision. It was a solid fight. I was expecting Moreno to win, you know, down in Mexico. Two young 23-year-old prospects, or one of them might have been 24, but two young guys that are really making a name for themselves in that division. Pettis has struggled at times, but he was able to get the victory, so good for him.
And Rashad Evans lost again. His career's over.
Yeah, he lost to Sam Smiling Alvey. I think it was a split decision for him, and that's four in a row. I mean, it might be time to hang it up for sure.
Did you watch, by any chance, Lomachenko fight?
I did not. I heard about how bad he was beating him and just taunting him, and it was just terrible.
I don't know. He didn't. I actually didn't think he taunted him. He just beat him senseless.
It seemed like he was messing with him, right?
I mean, it was just overwhelming. It wasn't even fair. Mariaga got his ass beat. Seventh round, TKO. They wouldn't let him come out for the next round. He really is unbelievable. The guy, he throws punches from angles I've never seen. He just bombs away, man. He's one of the best fighters in the world, without a doubt.
I'm not calling him that yet. I mean, he's a good fighter. He's a great fighter. But show me someone who actually matters that you can beat before I'll call you one of the best in the world. I mean, he's got, what, like an 8-0 record?
9-1, but...
9-1 hasn't fought anybody...
But, I mean, he's only been pro for so long because he was a 2-time Olympic gold medalist, and he fought 395 amateur fights, and he lost once.
Which is impressive, but fight a pro that I've
he's
actually
already
heard
got two belts. He's already won 2 championships.
Fight someone that's not if you're a minus 10,000 in your fight, you're not fighting the right guys if you're one of the best in the world. Fight a guy that's actually going to give you some kind of competition.
So you're suggesting right here tonight that Lomachenko is not one of the best fighters in the world, that he hasn't fought anybody.
I'm saying he's a great fighter, but I got to see more from a better competition before I, you know, anoint him as one of the best.
Everybody's afraid to fight him. At his weight, everyone's afraid of him. He destroys people. And most people in boxing think he's the deal, that he's the real deal. He's amazing. I watched him fight on Saturday. He's brutal, man. The guy throws, I mean, he really throws tons of punches, man. It is unbelievable watching him. You know, everybody talks about all these other fighters, like Triple G and Canelo. And, I mean, I'll tell you this much. I've seen Floyd Mayweather fight 30 times. I never seen him throw that many punches that I saw Lomachenko throw. Floyd Mayweather dances around for 12 rounds and gets hundreds of millions of dollars. This guy just goes out and beats the crap out of people. I mean, he just throws. I mean, this guy, he's a machine. They call him high tech. He's a machine. The guy throws just thousands of punches. It's insane watching him box. You got to see him fight before you give up on him. He's
I'm not giving up. I just want to
see more. Yeah, you are. You've already said he sucks.
I need to
see too late.
More.
Nah, blah, blah, blah. I'm not listening.
I mean, he has all of it. Isn't it all about a boxing who you fight? It's not about your record, but who's on that record? I don't care if you have 15 belts. You got to fight someone with a name. If you fight for free on ESPN, and you're not mattering right now. I need a pay-per-view fight here.
It's 7:15. 7:20. All right. The Bills. It's time for a shuffle off to Buffalo report, minus the gallivanting Carver High. So when Carver High's not here, we let Mafia do it. And he talks bad about the Bills because they suck so bad. The Bills are giving Anquan Boldin a one-year deal for $2.7 million. That includes a $1.2 million incentive clause. What do you think of Anquan Boldin playing for the Bills?
I think that's a great signing for them. It's not a lot of money, and a guy that has made, you know, big catches throughout his career has had great things that he's done in Baltimore. He made some big catches in San Francisco. When you got a guy like Sammy Watkins, who's an incredible receiver but is always hurt, why not have insurance policy like Boldin there?
And what do you think of the NFL Network's decision to run a Football Life feature on Bills legend, who we refer to as Jim Kelly, a.k.a. God?
Long deserved. It should have been done years ago.
There you go. Season 7 of Football Life subjects on Saturday night, and one of the former Bills has made the list. Jim Kelly will be one of the 13 subjects on the documentary series. There you go. Football Life will also have episodes on Dan Marino, Emmett Smith, John Madden, Wes Welker, Sam Mills, Larry Fitzgerald, Eddie George, Joe Gibbs, Jerry Jones, Aeneas Williams, John Randall, Lynn Swan, and John Stallworth. Subject to change, Jim Kelly's episode set to air Friday, November 3rd at 9 p.m. Eastern. The episode will air one night after the Bills take on the Jets on Thursday Night Football. Kelly joins Chris Spielman, Marty Schottenheimer, Doug Flutie, and Terrell Owens as former Bills featured on the show. There you go. Falcons' Jalen Collins suspended 10 games for a PED violation, Mafia. He played in 8 games, had 31 tackles, 10 breakups, and 2 picks. But now he's not playing at all because of PEDs. And your top receiver, Quincy Anunua, sidelined with a bulging disc in his neck. The Jets looking more and more like they're going to have a miserable season. Danny Amendola never considered retirement. He says, I'm not done yet. I love playing for this city. I love playing for this team. I love the atmosphere Belichick brings when we walk into the building every day. I want to play good football, and I feel like this is the place where I'll be able to challenge myself and play the best football I can. I still have more to play, man. My body feels good. I feel the best I've felt in a long time. Amendola explained what part of the training in Montana with Brady and Julian Edelman. He says oxygen is a factor. He likes working out there because of the high altitude. Whatever they may, wherever that may be, whatever it is, wherever it is, I want to play football at a high level. This is where it's going to be, so I love it here. I'm going to try to make this team and try to fulfill my role, whatever that may be. Try to expand my role, whatever that may be. Try to be here for my teammates and try to win games. That's why I am here. It's all very exciting stuff. Vince Wilfork retires, 13-year career. Did you see how he did it? He decided Samsung to have a barbecue.
I mean, what a great way for a fat guy to go out, right?
Right. He's got the Kingsford deal, so they got him. What was he doing, cooking ribs?
I feel like Vince Wilfork is always cooking ribs.
I do, too. Man, 300-plus pound nose tackle. That guy was a freak. Johnny Manziel interested in being a college coach if the NFL door is shut. I'd do something involved with sports. I can't get away from it. I've had to ask myself that a little bit as of late over the past year. But at the same time, I'd want to be involved in sports in some way, whether it's coaching, whether it's doing something like that. So I think that would be my route. Asked at which level he'd like to coach, he said probably college. He was a coach at an Elite 11 quarterback camp in Miami in February. He's hard-headed when asked what kind of a player he was to coach in college. Hard-headed. I look back right now and think about how big of just a kid I was. And a lot of regrets I have, especially with my second year in college, not treating it kind of the way I did my first year. The CFL is definitely something I've looked into, but he still wants to play in the NFL. He has remained unsigned since being released by the Browns. Do you think he'll ever play in the NFL again?
No way. And you're going to put this guy around kids? Teach them how to act right? Are you kidding me? How big a kid I was? Wasn't he just going to last season or last summer was, you know, he's going to go clean. Going to go sober, train real hard, get back in the NFL. And then like 2 weeks later, he was partying on some boat and then partying in LA and all this other stuff again.
Yes.
I'm not putting this kid in front of a college kid trying to teach him how to act. He still acts like them.
Do you think he'll get a job coaching college football somewhere?
Not a chance.
No?
Not a chance. And he might play in the NFL before Colin Kaepernick, but...
You think?
He might.
Why?
I mean, the Dolphins were looking at Tebow ahead of Kaepernick.
Yeah, I'm surprised at that, too. Like, God, every time I turn around, they bring up Tim Tebow.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
And how about, too... You
Kaepernick's so much better than Tebow, it's not even funny.
Oh, he is. I mean, Tebow's not even training. He's playing baseball, and I think that's more of a, hey, our season's going to go down the tank anyway with either one. Why don't we just bring in the guy who's going to bring in all the Florida fans? But if you wanted to talk about Manziel, if it's a good idea to make him a college coach, how'd it go with Ryan Leaf?
Yeah. Wasn't he breaking into people's homes
stealing
and taking
pills from his players?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. JK in D.C., you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, Pharrell, at last.
What's going
hey,
on?
Hey, you know what I like about you is your humility, man. You admitted to fudging the first name of our last businessman president, Harding and Warren G. And I fell asleep and I woke up and you were really expounding on our gnats, man. I didn't even think we'd get to play tonight. You know, it was raining harder than Noah's Ark down here.
I believe it. I believe it.
You know, D.C., I mean, but anyway, Harper's really coming around, man. He's starting to show a little gravitas.
Great. He's a great player. It's like I said, we talked about him at great length. There's nothing he does, that amazes me anymore. He just is a good player, man. He just does his thing every night. He's just a badass.
Baker is one of the better coaches in the league right now, man. I mean, you know, he's very candid about assessing his players' strengths.
I think he's just a veteran manager that's done it all, seen it all. He knows where his place is. He steps back from all of it. I don't think he's too like heavily in their face or anything like that. He just
exactly.
He knows they have talent. This team's got a great lineup. They can play. They can hit. They can score. They drive the ball out of the park. They do everything.
Like
they can.
Depot. That kid's getting some action these days.
They got a lot of players that can perform at a high level. I think it makes the manager's job easy. To be honest with you, when you got players that get it done like that. 855-212-4CBS.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so on Tuesday, you got Miami at Washington, Detroit at Pittsburgh, Bombers in Toronto, CC Sofacha against Jay Happ. Boston's in Tampa, San Diego at the Queen City. Cleveland welcomes in Colorado. Texas at Citi Field. Phillies in Atlanta. Milwaukee at Minnesota. The White Sox have Houston in. KC hosts St. Louis. LA's at Arizona. That's the game of the night. Seattle's in Oakland. Baltimore's at Anaheim. And Chicago's at the Giants. Get every pick for every game every day at PharrellOnTheBench.com. Daily fantasy rosters that hit for cash. Killer boxing and MMA snags that are unequaled. You got the best price, $35 a month for every single pick across the board, and the best results. I mean, you'll make it back so fast your head will spin. Pro football preseason this week. Games on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Every team's playing. I got every snag that's going to be up for you. Go get them. College football coming soon. Sign up today like everybody else. You're going to love it. PharrellOnTheBench.com. So, Triple G, we were talking about Lomachenko earlier. Triple G is he's mad about the whole Floyd Mayweather fight going on because he believes this is not a show. This is not a show at all. This is a true fight. There's a big difference. I know people know this. September 16th is the more important time and more important date. He doesn't want to hear it about Mayweather and McGregor. He just doesn't want to hear it. It doesn't have Triple G worried about being overshadowed or cutting into his pay-per-view buy potential. No, because this is a big difference. If you want to watch a comedy show or a business show, then please watch Mayweather McGregor. Everybody understands that my fight with Canelo is a true fight. It is a boxing fight, and it is about respect, and it is about sport. There you go. You believe that as well, Mafia, that the Triple G Canelo fight will be better than Mayweather-McGregor?
As a fight, absolutely. As a pay-per-view buy and as a event in Vegas, no. I think they're going to take a big suffering. I mean, I think people were excited for that fight. I think people wanted to see that fight. That's the one we've been waiting for years. But first of all, they dragged their feet in getting it done. It was, you know, a year later than we wanted to see it. And now with that McGregor-Mayweather fight a couple weeks before it, people aren't going to go back there a couple weeks later for it unless they're covering the fight as a media member. If you have to choose between one or the other, a lot of people are going to choose Mayweather McGregor. It's going to be a spectacle.
The whole scene is going to be a spectacle. The party, the...
Right,
the,
everything.
The MGM is going to be a madhouse.
The whole scene is going to be, you know, in flames. But, you know, of course, you're going to go there and it's going to be a terrible fight and it's going to be everything we expect and take away all the pay-per-view buys. And 3 weeks later when that fight comes up, no one's going to go back to Vegas for it and no one's going to pay, you know, $60 for it when they just paid $100 for Mayweather McGregor.
Samsung?
You don't think people are going to be really mad and annoyed after the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight? You think they're going to invest in Mayweather again? I mean, I know so many people that came away from Mayweather-Pacquiao just annoyed that I'll never pay to watch him fight again because it was, you know, 12 rounds
terrible.
Of ducking and hugging.
Yeah, I think there's some of that. Do you think that the Irish fans will show up? Obviously, they're going to show up in droves at the MGM. But my question is not that. It's do you think there's going to be they're going to cause a scene in Vegas? Like, do you think they're going to pick fights with people in the MGM?
I don't think so, because as much as the Irish get a bad rap for being kind of crazy and out of control, with especially the boxing fans and the fight fans, I mean, McGregor's had plenty of fights in the U.S. We didn't hear anything in New York last year when he was here for the, you know, the first UFC ever at the Garden. There wasn't a whole big thing about the Irish tearing up New York and destroying it. I think they'll be there, and you know they're smart fight fans, and they're respectful, I think. They might get lit up, but I think they're smart enough to not get themselves in too much trouble. There'll be some rest, but not a ton.
Mark in Chicago, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, man.
Yeah, I just want to say you got a great show. I got that CBS app. I'm a truck driver out here, and I listen to you all the time.
That's awesome, dude. Thanks.
Two things. I want to talk a little about Brandon Marshall because obviously he was out here for a little while. But first, I want to ask you, or Mafia, if you guys watched that Broner fight a couple weeks ago. I watched it. That guy's a you know, that guy's brutal. He's horrible.
He is. He's finished. In my opinion, he looks terrible. He doesn't win anymore. He's convinced he's one of the greatest of all time. So he's demented. He's sick in the head. Like after the fight's over, he's cussing at Jim Gray, and he's just one profanity after the next at the crowd, blaming the crowd, saying the crowd's all there to watch him because he's one of the greatest of all time, and he's going to keep entertaining people. He doesn't entertain anyone. He sucks. His fights suck, and that was the worst performance I've ever seen for a title fight. That guy got absolutely his ass beat by Mikey Garcia, and it was humiliating. He outslugged him like 800 to 400. It was the worst fight I've ever seen. Adrian Broner has fallen off the face of the earth from 2 years ago. He was a lot better fighter. He's terrible now. He sucks, and I don't think he cares. He spends way too much time in jail and in trouble with cops and beating people up, civilians, in everyday life. He's just an absolute idiot and jerk and loser, and I think in the boxing community, he's a joke.
Yeah, I couldn't agree. That fight was, the guy didn't even throw any punches. It was ridiculous.
I mean, he sat there the whole fight. Every time Garcia hit him, he kept saying, it didn't hurt him. As the guy's landing 80% of his punches on his face and body.
Yeah.
I mean, Mikey Garcia absolutely cut him down like a tree. I mean, absolutely. That was the most impressive performance ever. I have never really seen Mikey Garcia look so great. And he just was total domination. He landed every punch he threw. And I thought Adrian Broner's performance was one of the most pathetic things I've ever seen.
Yeah, he needs to hang up the gloves, that guy. He talks more than he fights.
Yeah, he needs to start over or something because, you know, the whole act about combing his hair before the fight and the way he walks out into the arena, the whole act is completely stale, and he's become the laughing stock of boxing. He's a joke.
Yeah, no one should pay for his fights anymore. I mean, the guy's he's a goofball.
Well, his fights aren't on. I really don't think he'll be on pay-per-view anymore anyway. He wasn't on pay-per-view that fight either.
No, I mean just showing up for the fight.
Yeah, I think he's worthless. And he's one of the biggest jerks I've ever met. He is. I put him in the literally one in a handful in a basket, Mafia. Is he not one of the biggest tools you ever met in your life?
Without a doubt. It's not even competition.
I mean, he really is. This guy, he's one of a kind. What do you want to say about he's an ass, okay? What did you want to say about Brandon Marshall real quick?
Yeah, real quick for you. Marshall, he was here. We couldn't get him out of town quick enough. And he used to try to go to that inside the NFL. He would take off half the week just to fly out there to New York. I think that's the only reason he took the job with the Jets. He was close to that. He's more worried about being on a TV show than playing football. He's something else, too.
I agree with you. I think he's more interested in being a wannabe celebrity on, you know, let's face it. I'm not even going to, like, cut corners here. Does anyone really watch that show ever? I mean, honestly, like, don't you have to really be a dork to watch that show? Like, if at some point in your life, you're just like, look what I'm doing with my night.
Yeah, it's been a while since Inside the NFL was at its peak.
Honestly, like, who watches that show? I haven't watched that show in 10 years. But he's on there with his big fat mouth and not producing on the football field and making guys like, I mean, your boy Sheldon Richardson's like, I'm a criminal, I'm a bad guy, I'm a thug, but I'm still going to beat his ass because he's a quitter. He quit on all of us, and everybody knows it. Everybody wants to beat his ass. Everyone on his team wants to beat his ass. That's when you know you're a punk, when everyone in the league wants to beat your ass because you think you're such a badass because you're like a wannabe TV star on a crappy show no one watches. I'm sorry, is Showtime owned by CBS? That's a fabulous show. I've always been a big fan of that. It's a tremendous network. Ray Donovan is the greatest show ever. I love Inside
really
the NFL.
Really finding its stride inside the NFL. Peaking
you're right,
right now.
Samsung. It's one of my favorite. Mavi, you know I DVR that. I mean, automatic.
Every week. You watch it 2 times at least.
It's just the greatest show ever. And then CBS This Morning with Charlie. Are you kidding? I haven't missed that. And then what's the one show with the Big Bang Theory? And that kid, what's the smart one's name on there? The really smart kid?
Oh, Sheldon.
They got a new show coming out about Sheldon when he was a little boy. I mean, they just keep getting better and better and better. And then isn't the guy, the CEO's wife, she's on like 12 shows. What a network. I mean, it is fabulous. I can't watch enough. In fact, I have my DVR slated. Every show that's on there 7 days a week, I record.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Mafia, it's time to answer the Ask the Pros question of the night, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Tonight's question is from Richard in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It says here, Pharrell, what do you think of Orgeron and others like him, including Tom Herman, who banned the media and access to their football teams? Well, I just think that it's a good question. I think that if they ban the media from doing anything at their practices, or furthermore, I guess anything else, then I have a simple solution. Stop covering LSU and Texas football completely. Just don't cover it. Don't talk about it. Don't show their highlights. Don't give them any press, and don't help them get voted into the college football playoff. I mean, if you keep them off of television and you don't cover them and you don't show their highlights and you don't talk about them, no one's going to vote for them. See how they like that? First of all, let's get a hold of ourselves on the Ed Orgeron thing. Like, slow down with Ed Orgeron's a great coach because he's got a voice like mine. Because he's got a gargly, gravelly voice, and like everybody's supposed to love him, like he's some Grandpa Jones, like we're all like in love with him because he's like the grandpa football coach that everybody feels sorry for because he didn't get the USC job and he got the job at LSU, and all of a sudden he's some kind of badass. He'll be about as much of a badass until Alabama kicks his ass, right? And if he doesn't allow the media into anything LSU's doing, well then screw Ed. How's that sound? Hey, Ed, screw you. We're not going to cover you. How's that sound, fat ass? And here's another one. Tom Herman, Mr. What is he, Nick Saban now at Texas? I mean, he's the greatest coach that ever lived, right? At Houston? Isn't he the greatest coach that ever lived? Have fun in Austin. You better win. Look what they do to the last coach. I'm surprised they didn't hang him. You better win now, son, because they don't stick around, coaches in Austin. They'll fire your ass and pay you out. They don't care. You better win. They'll turn on you faster than a tornado. Stop covering them. That's the answer. If they don't allow the media, then don't cover them. Don't talk about them. Don't show their highlights. Don't give them any publicity at all, ever. Let them sit on their stupid campus and do it themselves. Can we send Richard in Baton Rouge? Mafia, I'm sure they're going to love those comments down in Baton Rouge. Can we send him a case of absolutely nothing?
You get nothing.
Yeah, let's slow down with the Ed Orgeron suddenly John Madden, please. Don't forget you can submit a question by going to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros or tweeting it at CBS Sports Radio with the hashtag AskThePros. Summer's heat can cause your battery fluids to evaporate. Get your battery tested for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, the professional parts people are going to help you find a battery you need. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4227. Do you think, Samsung, that Ed Orgeron is overrated?
The coach from The Waterboy? Yeah, not a huge fan.
Well, listen, do you think he should have got the job at USC?
I mean, he earned it, but Clay Helton seems to be doing pretty well out there with Sam Darnold on campus.
Do you think Ed Orgeron will beat Alabama?
No. Not a chance.
No. I don't know about not a chance, but I don't think they'll beat him.
I don't see it.
When's the last time they mattered in football? Seriously.
It wasn't that long ago that Les Miles was eating grass and a mad genius, right?
Right. Mafia, do you think Tom Herman should be closing practices and not letting the media cover his team? And same with that Brian Kelly guy at Notre Dame. He thinks he's another one. He's another mad scientist. No one's allowed to cover Notre Dame football either.
Right. I mean, all these coaches are trying to do it. It's ridiculous. I understand to a point you want to keep your stuff in-house. You know, you want to protect your kids from, you know, the glare of some of these writers and what they're going to write about them. You want to obviously keep your game plan, things like that, from other people seeing it. But it's ridiculous that these guys can't come in there. They can't see. They can't. You won't let them do their job. You're doing your job getting your football team ready. Let them do their job and report on the team for the people who want to know what's going on.
So, Malcolm Smith of the Niners, veteran linebacker, out of the season with a torn pec. Linval Joseph of the Vikings agreed to a new contract. He got a lot of money. Former player Steve Lyons. He's also a guy, I think, that does. He's on Nesson up in Boston. The 57-year-old former player is an analyst for the Red Sox. He has been absent from recent Red Sox telecasts. Gee, you think that's because he's been accused of domestic battery? The charge stems from an incident in January at his California home. The arresting Hermosa Beach police officer said in a report obtained by the Boston Globe that there were injuries to the face of his girlfriend, Lyons' girlfriend. Lyons' attorney told the Globe that Lyons is 100%, he will be 100% vindicated. They all say that, the lawyers. Hutton said that they're working to have the case dismissed and claimed the police report was based on information given not by Lyons' girlfriend, but by her friend. Lyons, quote, never laid a hand on his girlfriend, end quote, Hutton told the newspaper. If the charges are not dismissed, Lyons could go to trial in September, according to the Boston Globe. Steve Lyons not having a good day. You know what he should do is blame Tom Herman or Ed Orgeron, because the media wasn't allowed to cover the story about Steve's girlfriend's problems or her friend that's a liar, according to the lawyer who's just trying to make a bunch of money for himself, because he's a liar too. He's lying for Steve. Wait, did that cover it? I think it really did spin the whole thing perfectly. Matt Joyce suspended 2 games for yelling anti-gay slurs at a fan. Does anybody know what he yelled? Was it bad?
It wasn't good.
It wasn't good. Do you know what he yelled? Oh, no. He brought out the F word? Is that another one, like the N word?
Another guy, once he gets busted doing something like that and gets suspended and has to pay a bunch of money to charity. Oh, this isn't the person I am. Really? Then why'd you do it?
I am beyond sorry for the inappropriate language that I use, and understand and agree that those words should never come out of someone's mouth, no matter the situation. Speaking of liars, anyone who knows me will tell you that it is not reflective of me as a person, how I treat others, how I live my life, and those hurtful words are not my views. Mavi, did you hear any of those hurtful words tonight at dinner?
Yes, I did. And they were your views 100%.
What?
And they were your views 100%.
There you go. So you're saying I was using words like that? You're a liar.
I didn't say...
Liar. That's a fake news media report from the LSU media.
Doesn't accurately portray you as the person you really are.
That is the Texas football media story. Liars. Here we go, Mafia. We do this every week for no reason. The baseball power rankings. Dodgers 1, Astros 2, Nationals 3, Red Sox 4, Rockies 5, D-backs 6, Indians 7, Yankees 8. They just split. Cubs 9, Brewers 10. What did I go tonight in baseball, Mafia?
6-1.
I suck at picking baseball gambling choices, don't I? 6-1, I'm terrible. The Dodgers continue to rack up accomplishments, including owning the best 50-game stretch in 100 years. 43 wins in 50 games. It is the best 50-game stretch of any team since the 1912 New York Giants. They're on pace to win 115 games, a head-spinning figure that hasn't been touched since the 2001 Mariners finished 116-46. The current Dodgers sit at 78-32 and are 68-20 since April 26th. After losing to the Padres on July 2nd, LA has swept 6 series, 7 if... it wins tomorrow. Oh, wait, that was that the seventh one was the Mets? Right? It has to be. Yeah, that's it. That's 7 series they've swept. Yu Darvish makes the historically hot Dodgers overwhelming World Series favorites. They were 11-4 favorites to win the World Series compared to 5-1 on July 4th. On August 1st, they're 11-4 to win it all. Very exciting. Then the Nationals, the Indians, the Astros. These are the favorites. Yankees 5, Cubs 6, Red Sox 7. There you go. Gary Sanchez got an off day. So did everybody else. They didn't play today. right? The Yankees had no game on Monday, but he got an off day on Sunday. They sat him down because of his failures on defense this season, Mafia. Yanks placed Matt Holliday on the DL with lower back issues. The A's traded Yonder Alonso to the Mariners for Boog Powell. Jesus, I could have sworn Boog Powell played a long time ago. Pablo Sandoval, speaking of fat, recalled to the Giants after a Brandon Belt injury. So Pablo Panda Sandoval is back in San Francisco playing. The Knicks added Craig Robinson to their front office. How creepy is it that he looks like Michelle Obama? Like, I mean, dead ringer. She might as well be working for the Knicks. Kyrie Irving approached trade request the right way, says former Cavs GM David Griffin. This just in, no one cares what he thinks anymore. Usain Bolt loses his final 100-meter race in shocking upset to Justin Gatlin. Did you see Gatlin get on his knees after the race and, like, bow down to Usain Bolt? That's pretty cool, right? Last but not least, Sidney Crosby's 30th birthday is top 30 moments I don't have time for. But the gold medal goal against the USA in 2010 Olympics was number one. Leading the Penguins to a second straight Stanley Cup, wins the Conn Smythe is number two. Number three, he wins the 2016 World Cup of Hockey MVP. And number four, he wins second Stanley Cup, assists on series-clinching goal. Number five, wins his first cup in 2009 against the Red Wings and in Game 7 on the road. Yeah, Happy birthday, Sidney Crosby. Screw you, Mike. Matt Duchesne, I have no idea where he's going, and I don't care. For Samsung and Mafia, I'm Pharrell. Ballers playoff game tomorrow night, 7:15 tip on Facebook Live. See you tomorrow night on the bench at 10. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.